joined by our pro stock champion, Tanner Gray. Second win of the season, second win of his career. It's obviously his rookie season. He is the youngest winner in NHRA history, professional category, although now you're an old man. You've aged several months since that point. Let's start right at the end. You're going to race one of the great leavers, one of the great drivers in the history of the class. Anything change mentally for you? Anything coming from your grandfather, your dad in the pits about that?
No, basically just to have fun. I felt like I was pretty consistent all day. I was 22, 11, 12, and then felt like I missed a little bit there in the final, so I was kind of worried when I let the clutch out, and I happened to look up and see my scoreboard was lit, so I was pretty pumped up. But no, Jeg is definitely one of the greatest drivers to come to the sport, and if not the best. But my guys gave me a great race car, and I definitely wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for them. They make my job easy, and if you have a good race car, it's going to make the driver look good. If you have a bad one, you're probably still going to look bad. So, like I said, I can't thank them enough. They put a lot of hard work into this new car. Jerry Haas built this car, and it's just as good as the rest of them. So, like I said, just can't thank all those guys enough. Very fortunate to be here.
Majority of the races you've competed in this year, your dad's also been competing. Obviously, you're the one-man band here supporting the team this weekend. So is it more of a pleasurable experience for him? Is it a different experience for you now that there's not the thrash is reduced, so to speak, for one car instead of two?
For me, I kind of keep the same mindset, whether he's there or not. I know he's supporting me, and I know he's got my best interest in mind. But, I guess that's more of a question for him. But for me, as far as that goes, I kind of keep the same mindset and go up there and just worry about cracking the tree and hit my shift points and see what happens.
Two wins in the season already. Is it a time? Is there anything sneaking into the back of your mind about thinking, we have a championship caliber car and I can actually compete with these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I had that mindset coming into the deal. You got Dave Conley, Craig Hankinson on occasions, and some of the best crew guys in the business, and we got a great engine shop back home, and those guys work their butts off, so there's no doubt that we have a championship caliber team, and so far I feel like I've shown to be able to compete with the best of them on my days. But my deal is I just got to get more consistent as a driver, and just work on bettering myself. Just because you win a race doesn't mean you're the best. So, I need to go back and continue to hit the practice tree, continue to study, and, just keep trying to grind it out.
Your whole family said success here. Your father's won here. Your grandfather's won here. Conley's won here. Have they talked to you about Heartland Park and what it takes, what kind of track this is or anything like that?
No, honestly, we really don't talk about it much. It was Q2 was the first time that I'd even walked up on the start line. Mm-hmm. So, Dave's a really good crew chief, and my dad and my grandpa have a lot of knowledge. So, throughout the day, they don't really try to interfere with me. They just make sure that. They're there to support me and do those such things. We kind of leave setting the car up to Dave. And, like I said, he's done a great job. And, he knows what every track is like and how to drive them. So, he knows how to set the car up. So I think that's definitely an advantage that we have is Dave's been here and drove. So he knows to a certain degree what the car needs and what it wants. So I think that's really cool.
We know how great it was for the Nitro cars, the weather conditions. Did the weather conditions here throw you curveballs this weekend?
I think it did on engine tune-up stuff. I think everybody kind of struggled the first part of the weekend with engine tune-up. I think that us and KB and Elite kind of did the best job of picking up on it and, kind of adapting to it. But absolutely, the weather conditions were tricky, you say.
Congratulations.